Hey, listeners, this is the last week to register for Secret Church 24 on Friday, April 19th. Together, we're going to walk verse by verse of the story of redemption in the book of Ruth, pray for the persecuted church in North Korea. You can register today by visiting radical.net/Ruth.
Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from radical.net.
Jeremiah chapter 33, verses 20 through 22. Thus says the Lord, if you can break my covenant with the day and my covenant with the night, so that day and night will not come at their appointed time, then also my covenant with David, my servant, may be broken, so that he shall not have a son to reign on his throne, and my covenant with the Levitical priests, my ministers. As the host of heaven cannot be numbered, and the sands of the sea cannot be measured, so I will multiply the offspring of David, my servant, and the Levitical priests who minister to me. I know that was a lot there, but I want you to understand what God just said. He basically said, as sure as day and night are, and you wake up in the morning, you know the sun will rise. At night, the sun goes down. So that's certain, even more certain than that. So we bank our lives every day on sun coming up, sun going down. Like that's just something we assume and it happens. And it doesn't happen just naturally. It's not a scientific explanation ultimately behind why that happens. It happens because God causes the sun to rise and the sun to set. And he's the one who orders the rotation of the earth and the moon and the sun toward that end. So all of that is God's working. And so the picture here is just as sure as you just assume that, assume this in even greater ways. Assume, know this. My covenant with my people will not be broken. So Jeremiah is saying this in his day, and the whole picture of my covenant with David and my covenant with the priests. So the whole picture here is a king to come from David's line will endure, and priests who will serve me will endure. You can count on that forever. And so now, take these words and picture Jesus. One, he is the king. He's the king who comes from David's line, who will endure as king forever. The covenant by which we relate to God, our relationship with God based on Jesus the king, will last forever. More sure than the sun rising and setting each day is our confidence in Jesus as our king forever. And not just as our king, but as our great high priest. And the reason this is possible is because his sacrifice as our high priest is sufficient for our salvation forever. Because he was perfect without sin when he, this is the whole book of Hebrews, when Jesus entered in and sacrificed his life, his blood on our behalf, that sacrifice was acceptable before God in a way that did not need repeating the next year, the next year, the next year, much like we see all throughout the Old Testament. It is a sacrifice that lasts forever. So take all of that and just bring it into your lap, into your life today, and realize more sure than the rising and setting of the sun, God has sealed his relationship with you, get this, forever. You can be confident in God forever, in Jesus forever. He is the king and great high priest who rules and reigns, whose sacrifice is sufficient forever and ever without end. So God, we praise you for the certainty we have in Jesus, for the confidence we have in Jesus, that no matter what happens tomorrow, we can know he is our king and our great high priest. No matter what happens next week or over the next year, we can know Jesus is our king and our great high priest. No matter what happens over the next 50 years, Jesus is our king and our great high priest. No matter what happens, 50 trillion years from now, Jesus will be our king and our great high priest, O God, as a result of this reality, we praise you today. And we will praise you tomorrow. And we'll praise you over the next year, over the next 50 years. And, oh God, 50 trillion years from now, we will praise you. All glory be to your name. All glory be to your Son, Jesus, our King and great high priest. And so we pray, God, help us to live with that eternal perspective today. God, please use us to lead others to you today. They might know Jesus as King and great high priest because eternity is at stake, not just for us, but for them. So God, give us an urgency today to live for what matters forever. Help us to live today for what's going to matter 50 trillion years from now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.